from OSINT beats the crap out of classified intelligence. I'll tell you a real story where I took on the entire intelligence community. It's not a spy story, but it has some lessons. On the 5th of August of 1995, I think it was, the Aspen Brown Commission had four witnesses on open source intelligence. One of my classmates from a Harvard intelligence policy course, Phyllis Provost McNeil, got me in, which was a surprise. Tony Lake testified, and I think he says he said something like, "I call my friends at Harvard," or whatever. The RAND Corporation testified, and they said, "The Internet has everything you need to know in OSINT, and we know how to get it." This is back in 94, 95. David Sarnoff Lab at Princeton, which is partially funded by the National Reconnaissance Office, came in and said, "We don't know what OSINT is, but high-definition TV will make it better." Okay. That was their pet rock that year. And then I came in and I said, "We're missing 80% of what we need to know." And I made enough of an impression on the members of the commission so that General Allen asked me at the end of the day if I'd be willing to take on the entire U.S. intelligence community in a benchmark exercise. I said, "Sure, no problem." And so he turned to Brit Snyder. This is 5 o'clock. I was actually on my way to DEF CON to speak. And he turned to Brit Snyder, who I think will be a future leader of the intelligence community. He's the only guy, he's one of two people that served on both the Church Committee and the Aspen Brown Commission, and he was staff director. And if I were to be put into a position of power today, the first person I would call is Britt. He knows his stuff. But anyway, he said, "Burundi, it's 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon by 10 o'clock on Monday, the FedEx delivery time. Let's have everything the U.S. intelligence community has, every image, every signal, every clandestine report, whatever they've got." And then he turned to me and says, "Do what you do." At the time, I had an assistant. I called her from the car and told her where to send 5 faxes, and then she sent a 6 fax with a phone number to me. And so on Friday, the day before my speech at DEF CON, I spent the day twisting 4 or 5 CEOs' arms into giving me $100,000 worth of free support. By 10 o'clock on Monday morning, LexisNexis had identified the top 10 journalists in the world reporting on Burundi and Rwanda based on their byline, all of them immediately available for debriefing. Journalists only publish 10% of what they know. And the best stuff that they know is the biographics, the corruption, all of the personality and networking and contacting details. From the Institute of Scientific Information in Philadelphia, the top 100 people in the world writing reputable academic articles and foreign affairs and other articles about Burundi and Rwanda. From Oxford Analytica in England, which is run by David Young, who worked with Kissinger on the National Security Council and attended Oxford. He's harnessed Oxford University as a little mini think tank. From them, I got 22-page executive summary suitable for president or prime minister on why Burundi and Rwanda were important in terms of geopolitical references that the U.S. State Department was trying to avoid coming to grips with. From ECU Publications, 100% of Burundi in 1 to 50 combat charts from Russia, which we don't have maps for 90% of the world. Okay, we do not have maps below the 100,000 to 150,000 level for 90% of the world, and it turns out it's the 90% where all the bad stuff happens. Okay, and then belatedly from Jane's, 1-paragraph summaries of every article they'd ever written on Burundi and the military situation there. And then for me, they went out and created 1-page orders of battle for the tribes at a time when CIA was still counting just the uniform army in Burundi. And then belatedly from Spotamaj, 100% of Burundi, cloud-free, less than 3 years old, already in the archives, and therefore inexpensive. CIA had one of those cute little maps and a regional economic study in the chapter from the World Factbook. No shit. Okay? It was no contest. We weren't paying attention. That story repeats itself every single day today, whether it's genocide or water, disease or whatever. Now, I don't want you to think I'm bashing CIA, because the analysts, I just did a press release that was critical of Senator Roberts' recent findings. I think that he bashed the analysts too much and he didn't bash the clandestine service enough. He also completely overlooked the fact that CIA can't process everything it knows. He overlooked the fact that they're not doing open sources. He overlooked the fact that DOD controls 3 of the national agencies, which are completely disrespectful of the DCI's guidance, and several other things. That's a real-world comparison of $50 billion versus $500 to $1 million in gross annual operating costs. I can generally beat the crap out of anybody within 48 to 72 hours for under $10,000. I've perfected this as an art form.